Greetings and welcome to this Power for Positive Living podcast. My name is James Huey and I am your host for this podcast series, offering openness and caring through the gifts of listening hospitality. I invite you to join me as we explore diverse topics for enriching the quality of your life. Power for positive living and friendship. Many people make the choice to focus their personal time, energy, and resources to maintaining and improving their physical health. To widen our attention to other aspects of maintaining overall health generally takes a deliberate choice. Most of us live much of our lives with the processes of habituation. What worked in the past tends to be our choice for confronting and managing the present and future. If we decide to make changes in the ways we manage our current health, it generally takes a process of awareness of what we are currently doing, as well as a specific choice to explore and decide possible options for change. Rather than choosing a proactive path of comprehensively evaluating our present health in areas other than physical, it seems that most of us will choose a path of reacting to life's changes rather than anticipating their arrival by altering and considering possible options. After years of childhood focus on our physical health, it can be somewhat overwhelming for many to start including other areas of their life, such as spiritual, emotional, social, and financial. It can be difficult to take preventive concepts like exercise and practicing a good diet from the physical health area of our lives and apply them to other life areas that we experience. Whether one chooses to evaluate their health status internally or chooses to include others, such as family, friends, physicians, pastors, or psychologists, most will find the process is definitely a lot of work. Our mental and emotional life comes as a system. Like other life systems, our psychological health can be affected both internally as well as externally. One reality is that with the passage of time, our life systems tend to change to some degree. And yet many people tend to make personal choices as though living life remains the same and is not a process of continuous change. While there are many feelings and behaviors that can be indicators of a life choice needing attention, one that is frequently overlooked is the presence of psychological fatigue. Physical fatigue tells us that the body is weakened and calls for us to do something differently. Emotional fatigue can also provide a similar alert to gain our attention. Fatigue of any type can provide us with valuable alerts that some type or degree of attention and possible change is needed. There can be many factors that create psychological fatigue. One of the main culprits tends to be the various processes of worry, especially the types that are repeated with no major action or no major change taking place in one's thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and behaviors. Worry itself does not change anything. Making a healthy choice to change in some manner or to some degree is more likely to bring us emotional relief from psychological fatigue. The word if tends to be a frequent character in the mental dramas one can use to worry and wear themselves down with repetition, as well as having no specific choices implemented for change. Like running the same mile over and over can be physically exhausting. Repeating the same mental dramas in one's mind day after day usually can bring a deep feeling of psychological fatigue. During certain life periods, the amount of psychological fatigue and stress can be overwhelming for many. We always have the choice to ignore this fatigue. We can also choose to hope that this situation will get better without any attention. Or we can choose to act to confront and manage possible options. One advantage and disadvantage of having free will is for us to react with attention and action, or we can also choose to ignore with rationalization our body and emotional alerts. One aspect of wellness psychology is to periodically evaluate our various life systems and the choices we each tend to make when our body sends us an attention alert, such as psychological fatigue. Recognizing that we may be too tired or exhausted to make healthy choices after emotional fatigue actually arrives in our life, having some planned idea of how we wish to manage its eventual arrival would seem to be a much healthier choice for most of us. This is your friend and host, James Huey. I thank you for listening to me on this podcast as I share viewpoints from my own life experiences with wellness psychology. These are my gifts to you, my listeners. Your email comments are always welcome at powerforpositiveliving@gmail.com. As your friend and host, I always encourage you to value and nurture yourself as the unique human individual that I believe you are. Until next we meet, I remain committed to power for positive living and friendship. Good day.